Friends, it's Peter Trenum. It's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music.
In my song as I ride along, I'm just a happy roving cowboy, herding the dark clouds out of the sky, keeping the heavens blue.
Well, howdy, neighbor. It's health and happiness time with the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams, Miss Audrey, and all the drifting cowboys. Yes, the singing sensation of the nation, Hank Williams, is back again with some good news that'll make you mighty glad you tuned in.
Well, I ain't got a dime just a wasting my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Well, confidentially, neighbor, I just looked over Hank's shoulder just now, and I saw some of the numbers on today's program, and there's a couple of tunes in there that have amounted to just millions and millions of record sales for this old boy's tunes. But let's not wait any longer to bring him in. Here he is, Hank Williams!
All right. Thank you a lot, Grant. Welcome, friends and neighbors, to the Health and Happiness Show. We're awfully glad to be here for our old friends. We hope you're feeling awfully good. We're going to start off here with a little tune, another one of mine that I wrote a few years ago. I hope you're going to enjoy it. When God comes and gathers his jewels.
The ceremony was over. A lad stood alone in tears, for he had just said goodbye to the one he had loved through the years. He stood all alone with his head bowed down, as though his heart would break. Then the parson came over and took his hand, and to him these words he did say: when God comes and gathers his jewels, all of his treasures of diamonds and gold, you'll meet her up there, up in heaven so fair, when God comes and gathers his jewels. Each night when the pale moon is shining, you can see this lad all alone, with his eyes lifted toward heaven, he's repeating these words he was told: when God comes and gathers his jewels, all his treasures of diamonds and gold, I'll meet you up there, up in heaven so fair, when God comes and gathers his jewels.
Hank Williams, When God Comes and Gathers His Jewels, and Happy Rovin' Cowboy, a theme song that he used earlier in his teens. Happy New Year, friends, wishing you all a very healthy 2026. You'll be hearing this show on Sunday, January the 4th, or Monday the 5th. Hank Williams, our hillbilly Shakespeare, was laid to rest at age 29 on January the 4th, 1953. Friends, I'm Peter Trenum. I'll be your host for the next 55 minutes or so. I hope you can stay with me, and who knows, you might even hear a song or two by Hank for the very first time. All songs on today's program will be by Hank except one, and I'll tell you about that when it comes into rotation. Happy Rovin' Cowboy was written by Canadian Bob Nolan, a founding member of the Sons of the Pioneers. The Health and Happiness shows were Hank's first syndicated radio series. 8 shows were recorded on 2 successive Sundays in October of 1949, and this is how Hank was heard on radio stations that dotted throughout the South and how he won over his fans. The shows were made for Dudley LeBlanc, who owned Had a Call, a cure-all patented medicine. Breaks were left in the recordings so local disc jockeys could make their own pitch for the Had a Call products. A few months prior, Hank assembled his famous Nashville version of his drifting cowboy band. Don Helms was Hank's steel guitar player, and more than anyone else, it was Don's steel guitar stylings that defined the Hank Williams sound. And friends, here's Don as he tells about meeting Hank Williams for the very first time.
I didn't meet Hank until he was already singing professionally up at Montgomery on the local radio station there, and 4 other guys and I had a band down in South Alabama, and we had 2 or 3 days off one time, and one of the guys in the band knew Hank Williams. So on his time off, he went up to Montgomery just knocking around, you know how you'll do, and he came back and he said, "Hey, would you guys like to go to work with Hank Williams?" And I had heard of Hank. I'd heard him on the radio. And I said, "Well, it can't be any worse than this. We were playing a little old club." And he said, "Well, all we got to do is go up there and go to work with him." And so we did. And he said, I told him that we would meet him on such and such a day at a music store there. It was a local music store in Montgomery where a lot of the pickers would hang out from time to time. Art Freeling was the name of the music store. So we went there. He wasn't there when we first got there, but later we had walked to the front of the building and looked out, and I saw this real long, lanky guy coming down the street, and he walked in and said, "Are y'all the band?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I'm Hank Williams. Follow me." So we walked down to the corner and around the block from that music store into a pawn shop, and he said, "Max, have you got any more of them blackjacks back there?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, give me 5 of them." And he took them blackjacks and he passed them out to us. And he said, "Boys, if y'all going to work with me, by gosh, you're going to need these." And there were times when we did. We played some of them South Alabama honky-tonks, you know, toward the end of World War II. And that's not exactly the safest place to be. That's how I got started with Hank, and that's how we got together and got started playing together. Of course, we'd play school auditoriums and things like that, but usually Saturday night, your big night, was a honky-tonk somewhere, because they just pack it out down there.
Friends, it's hymn time here on the Health and Happiness Show again. I've got one that I think is one of the best that anybody ever wrote. Hope you like it. The Tramp on the Street.
Only a tramp was Lazarus' sad fate. He who lay down at the rich man's gate, he begged for the crumbs from the rich man to eat. He was only a tramp found dead on the street. He was some mother's darling. He was some mother's son. Once he was fair and once he was young. And some mother rocked him, her darling, to sleep. But they left him to die like a tramp on the street. Jesus, who died on Calvary's tree, he shed his life's blood for you and for me. They pierced his sides, his hands and his feet. Then they left him to die like a tramp on the street. He was Mary's own darling. He was God's chosen son. Once he was fair, and once he was young. Mary, she rocked him, her darling, to sleep. But they left him to die like a tramp on the street. If Jesus should come and knock on your door, or a place to come in, or bread from your store, would you welcome him in, or turn him away? And God would deny you on the great judgment day.
The title of this one is From Jerusalem to Jericho.
From Jerusalem to Jericho, along that lonely road, a certain man was set upon and robbed of all his load. They stripped him and they beat him, and they left him there for dead. Who was it then that came along and bathed his aching head? Tell me who, tell me who, tell me who was his neighbor kind and true. From Jerusalem to Jericho, we're traveling every day, and many are the fallen ones that lie along the way. From Jerusalem to Jericho, a certain priest came by. He heard the poor man calling, but he could not heed his cry. He drew his robes about him and quickly walked away. Who was it then that came along and ministered that day? Tell me who, tell me who, tell me who was his neighbor kind and true. From Jerusalem to Jericho, we're traveling every day, and many are the fallen ones that lie along the way. From Jerusalem to Jericho, the wounded man did lay. Along came then a Samaritan who was despised, they say. He ministered unto the man, and then he took him in. He paid his fare and told the host to take good care of him. Tell me who, tell me who, tell me who was his neighbor kind and true. From Jerusalem to Jericho, we're traveling every day, and many are fallen ones that lie along the way. From Jerusalem to Jericho, we're traveling every day. And many are the fallen ones that lie along the way. They seem despised, rejected, but no matter what they've been, when everyone casts them out, then Jesus takes them in. Tell me who, tell me who, tell me who was his neighbor kind and true. From Jerusalem to Jericho, we're traveling every day, and many are the fallen ones that lie along the way.
About 1947, I was in Houston, Texas, working with Jim and Leon Short. The first Hank Williams song really came to my attention that I'd ever heard, and it was a thing he had just recorded called Mansion on the Hill. Chubby Wise played fiddle on the first recording of that record, and I enjoyed that fiddle playing very much. I was playing fiddle myself. When I had an opportunity to go to Hank Williams and ask him for a job, I practiced on that song real hard because I wanted to impress Hank, because I thought this was the most beautiful song ever written for a country fiddle player. But when I went and asked for my job, he had me play Sally Gooden and then hired me. So I didn't get to lay that on him.
Jerry Rivers, Hank's fiddle player, telling us how he wanted to play fiddle on Hank's Mansion on the Hill. Jerry went on to record Mansion on the Hill on 6 different occasions with Hank, and prior you heard From Jerusalem to Jericho and Tramp on the Street. Have you ever wondered if Hank sang any Christmas songs? He did, but none were recorded. I spoke to his son several years ago, and he said Lucretia and myself used to sit on Hank's lap behind his guitar, and Hank would sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman. During Hank's heyday years, 1949, 50, 51, 52, it was customary for country music artists to take themselves off the road and spend 2 or 3 weeks at home with their families. And prior to Hank's grueling 1951 road concerts, he was in the studio with Jerry Rivers, and Jerry was an excellent fiddle player, and he was a great hoedown player as well. Friends, here's Hank and Jerry. It's the early days of January 1951.
Siree, how much time we got, Clint?
Before we let Rivers get us started here, what's the day? The 10th, the 11th, or 12th of January? Well, we ain't but 4 days late. Come on, a little 8th of January, huh?
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
All the boys gathering around, we're going to go back and get one of the first things I ever learned. This is an old one. We're going to join up here on I'm Bound for the Promised Land.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye. Canaan. my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. Shine on eternal day. There God the sun forever reigns and scatters night away. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come? No chilling winds nor poisonous breath can reach that helpful shore. Sickness and sorrow, pain and death are felt and feared no more. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. When shall I reach that happy place and be forever blessed? When shall I see my Father's face and in His bosom rest? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land.
Hank Williams, I'm Bound for the Promised Land, and Jerry Rivers with a short version of the 8th of January. Hillis Buttram played the stand-up bass, and at age 16, he was hired as a staff musician for the Grand Ole Opry House Band. In July of 1949, at age 21, he was looking for a job.
Well, Jerry Rivers called me. He asked me, would I like to go to work with Hank Williams? And I told him I'd like to go to work with anybody. he told me that they was all getting together the next day up at WSM. And so we all met up there that day, and we all played a few tunes, you know. And so then Hank asked me, could I leave that night? He wanted to know if I had any Western clothes. And at that time, I didn't have any. And so he started rounding up some clothes for us. For us, he gave Jerry a suit, and he gave Don one of his suits. And I think Bob had some things he had brought down with him because he had been working with him down in Shreveport. And then I went out to Big Jeff, was an entertainer here in Nashville. In fact, he's still around here. I knew Jeff had some Western clothes, so I went out there and I bought a Western suit for $20. So that's how I got my first Western clothes, you know, to go to work with Hank.
Hope you'll enjoy it. It's called Softly and Tenderly.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. At the heart portals, He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home,
come home,
come home,
come home.
Ye who are weary, come home.
home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading? Pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not his mercies? Mercies for you and for me. Come home.
Come home.
Come home.
Come home,
ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come. Has promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home,
come home.
Come home,
come home,
ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come.
I got my one-way ticket to the sky. When we hear old Gabriel's trumpet blow, and we know the hand of God is surely nigh, my new hallelujah song I'll sing, shouting praises to the King. I've got my one-way ticket to the sky.
I've got my one-way ticket to the sky. And happy, oh happy am I. Walk with Jesus in the Holy Land. Shake my dad and mother's hand. I've got my one-way ticket to the sky.
Soon the pearly gates will open wide, and the Savior will lead us safe inside. God will wipe away our tears. No more sorrows, no more fears. I've got my one-way ticket to the sky.
I've got my one-way ticket to the sky. And happy, oh happy am I. Walk with Jesus in the Holy Land. Shake my dad and mother's hand. I've got my one-way ticket to the sky.
Waiting for me there, that my Savior has built for me on high. How the tears of joy now flow as I gladly onward go. I've got my one-way ticket to the sky.
I've got my one-way ticket to the sky. Happy, real happy am I. Walk with Jesus in the Holy Land, shake my dad and mother's hand. I've got my one-way ticket to the sky.
Hank Williams, I've got my one-way ticket to the sky. And Will L. Thompson, Softly and Tenderly. Thompson was from New York, and he wrote Softly and Tenderly in 1880. When Hank's recording of Lovesick Blues topped the Billboard country music charts in May of 1949, it was a sure thing the Grand Ole Opry would be calling. Hank and Red Savine were close friends, and Hank arranged for Red to replace him on Shreveport's Louisiana Hayride. Friends, my father-in-law, Myrna's dad, Curtis Henry Williams, was also laid to rest on January the 4th, 1993, the same day as Hank, only 40 years later, and they both had the same last name. Curtis was a decorated World War II veteran, and he helped liberate Holland, and when it came to working with his hands, there was nothing he couldn't accomplish. The radio was always playing in his woodworking shop, and I remember the day he stopped everything he was doing, and he listened to this song, and he told me how much he liked it. This one's in memory of Curtis Henry Williams, Myrna's dad, from Pugwash Junction, who passed on January the 2nd, 1993, at age 72. It's Red Savine with his 1966 number one hit, Giddy Up Go.
The highways that wind and wander over mountains and valleys and deserts and plains, I guess I've drove about all of them. 'Cause for the past 25 years now, the cab of a truck has been my home. And it'd be kind of hard for me to settle down and not be on the go. Well, I remember the first truck I drove. I was so proud I could hardly wait to get home to show my wife and little boy. And my little boy was so excited like when he saw his first snow. He wasn't old enough to say too many words. He just kept a-hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy, giddy up, go." So that's what I named the old truck, Giddy Up Go. Ah, things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone an awful lot. And then after about 6 years of being in and out, I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone. And I couldn't find out what happened. Nobody seemed to know. So from that day on, it's just been me and old Giddy Up Go. Oh, I've made a lot of friends at all the truck stops. And some of them would kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I'd got the name. Of course, I told them about that little boy of mine and how his first word about the truck was, "Giddy up, go." Well, today I was barreling down old 66 when up beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig, both stacks glowing black coal. And as he pulled around and back in front of me, a big lump came in my throat. And my eyes watered like I had a bad old cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, "Giddy up, go." Well, I pushed old Giddy up and stayed right on him till the next truck stop where he'd pulled up. And I waited till he went in and I offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop and I said, "How'd you come by the name on your truck, Giddy up, go?" Well, he said, "I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost Mom when I was just past 16. And I lost all track of Pop. Mom said he got the name from me." Well, I shook his hand and told him I had something I wanted him to see. And I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt, so the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read Giddy Up Go. Oh, we had a lot of things to talk about, and buddy, I felt like a king. And now we've just pulled back on old 66, and he handled that rig better than any gear jammer that I'd ever seen. Well, now the lines on the highway have got a much brighter glow as we go roaring down the road, and me staring at little sign that reads, Giddy Up Go.
Red Savine with Giddy Up Go in memory of Myrna's father, Curtis Henry Williams from Pugwash Junction. Friends, some question the fact, did Hank Williams really write all those songs? Here's Don Helms, Hank's steel guitar player, to answer that question.
This is a question that's often been asked about whether Hank wrote all of his songs or not, or whether he bought them and this, that, and the other. You can hear all kinds of stuff like that, but I was with Hank when he wrote many, many of his big songs. I Can't Help It, If I'm Still in Love with You, Cold, Cold Heart, Hey Good Looking, Howling at the Moon, just to go on and on. And if he can write all of those songs, I'm sure he wrote the rest of them. Now, he did record some songs that he did not write. Love Sick Blues, Hank did not write. That was written by a man, see if I can remember his name. His last name was Friend. I can't remember his first name. But he wrote that for a Broadway play back in 1925. And Hank come across this old song somewhere and started singing it. And it became his trademark. It became, I guess, the biggest song, best-selling maybe, that he ever had. Certainly the most recognizable. And there was another song called Half As Much. On the record label, it says writer, Williams. Well, Hank never claimed to have written that song, but a man named Curly Williams wrote Half As Much. And let's see, Take These Chains From My Heart, I think was a Fred Rose composition. But he wrote the songs all right. He could write a song about most any subject. You give him a hypothetical situation, and he could come up with a good song for you.
There's a singing waterfall in the mountains far away. That's where I long to be at the close of every day. That's where my sweetheart's sleeping down beneath the clay. I often sit and wonder why the Lord took her away. We'd meet there every evening when the sun was sinking low, and we'd listen to the waters as they rippled soft and low. And since she's gone to heaven, I miss her most of all. Tonight, my darling's sleeping by the singing waterfall. Last night, as I lay dreaming, I heard my darling call. And then I went to meet her by the singing waterfall. She took me in her arms just like she used to do. And then I heard her whisper, we'll meet beyond the blue. We'd meet there every evening when the sun was sinking low, and we'd listen to the waters as they ripple soft and low. And since she's gone to heaven, I miss her most of all. Tonight night, my darling, sleeping by the singing waterfall.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Where he leads me, I will follow.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him all the way.
Where he
So that's a mighty fine song for you boys to send out to, especially to all our shut-in friends this morning.
Hank there with Where He Leads Me, I Will Follow, and alone with his guitar, The Singing Waterfall. Of his 11 number one hits, his name appears on 9, 2 he co-authored with other writers. Hank's Mother's Best Flower radio shows were recorded from early January of 1951 to the fall of that year. The first broadcast was probably January the 8th, 1951, and you heard Jerry Rivers' fiddle version of the 8th of January. Recorded at the peak of Hank's career, many consider this his best works, capturing Hank's personality better than anything known to exist.
A prodigal son, huh?
A prodigal son once strayed from his father to travel a land of hunger and pain. And now I can see the end of my journey. I'm going to heaven again. I leave you the day to help all your neighbors. I'll leave you the night to solemnly pray. So try to repent and ask for forgiveness.
We'll meet up in heaven someday. Goodbye to this world with all of its sorrow. Goodbye to the fields that I used to roam. For I'm going away where life is eternal. My shepherd is calling me home. From out of the sky, he's coming to meet me, to wash all my sins and call me his own. His servants will bring a ring for my finger, and never no more will I roam. And now I must go back home to my Maker, where kindness and love will make us as one. So try to be strong if you're ever tempted. Just remember the prodigal son.
Thank you, Hank. Yes, sir.
On May the 6th, 1952, Hank appeared in Toronto, Canada. Art Selsey took in that engagement, and Art tells us how he got to meet Hank Williams backstage, and he also comments on the show.
At that time, I was recording some singing commercials for Fred Roden, who owned the biggest country record shop in Toronto, and he sponsored Hank's show. So I was allowed to go backstage before the show and meet Hank. I walked in with two of my brothers and introduced myself to Hank and his band, and we talked about country music, and I asked him if he could read or write music, and he answered, "No, I don't know one note from another." Then I asked him, "How was it that you can write so many good songs, and how does it come about?" He told me he always had a tape recorder handy. No matter what time of day or night, he would record any ideas or tunes as soon as he thought of them, and that way they would not be forgotten. We talked about how he learned to play the guitar. He said an old Negro taught him how. We talked about 3/4 of an hour, and it was just like as if he'd known me all his life. At the end of the conversation, I asked him if it was all right to have some pictures taken, and he says, "Okay." I found him to be a very humble person and a friendly man. Hank put on a very professional show. I remember him coming out on the stage, and he started singing. He crouched down to the mic, and his knees going from side to side, and he got quite an ovation. He sang his latest record at the time, which I believe was half as much. After the song, he commented, "If you like it, buy it. And if you don't like it, don't buy it. I've made enough biscuits."
Hank's biggest hit was "Your Cheatin' Heart." It outsold "Cold, Cold Heart" and "Lovesick Blues." The song was about his ex-wife, Audrey, and ultimately, it described country music itself. It became the most copied and recorded song in country music history. Here's Don Helms to tell us about that recording.
Hank came back into Nashville. I hadn't seen him since he had been expelled from the Grand Ole Opry, except on that record session. He came in and we did 4 songs. We did "Kalijah," and we did "Take These Chains From My Heart." We did one called "I Could Never Be Ashamed of You." And he said, "This next one goes like this." And he sang a couple of lines. He said, "Don, give me something." So I gave him a little intro, and he sang it all the way through. And we played it all the way through. Nobody made a mistake bad enough to have to do it again. And I never saw him alive again. The song was "Your Cheating Heart." We played it only once. So what you hear on that record had no rehearsal. We just played it one time through, and that the proof is on the record.
Cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Today on the Grand Ole Opry, Hank is still the barometer by which all other artists are measured. Hank slipped away from his earthly life, entering the next, sometime around 4:30 a.m. on January the 1st, 1953. He wouldn't see the dawning of a new day or a new year. Dead at age 29. To this very day, his fans refuse to let him go. And friends, I've run the clock. I hope you enjoyed this mini tribute to Hank. Here's a clip from station WJJJ out of Montgomery, Alabama, covering Hank's funeral live. Then I'll close with a version of I Saw the Light being aired for the very first time on the Gospel Trail. Don Helms and Jerry Rivers are lending vocal supports on the chorus. It's from Hank's Health and Happiness Show number 6, and this wasn't officially released until 1993. Friends, I'm Peter Trenum, and if the good Lord wills it, I'll be with you next week.
Gentlemen, on this solemn and melancholy occasion, station WJJJ has broadcast from the stage of the City Auditorium the funeral services for Montgomery's beloved Hank Williams. Thousands of people have packed and jammed the City Auditorium. Thousands more were unable to gain admittance. As a beautiful funeral service was held, made beautiful by the renditions of many of Hank's great friends of the Grand Ole Opry, many of whom performed in tribute to his memory today. You heard Ernest Tubb, Roy Acuff, Carl Smith, Jimmy Dickens, Webb Pierce, Bill Monroe, Red Foley, the Statesman Quartet. Many others were here, unable to take vocal part in the tribute including Hank Snow, Johnny and Jack, Grady Martin, June Carter, Ray Price, and a host of other friends and mourners on this solemn occasion. As the organ plays, this tremendous crowd and city auditorium, following the pallbearers and the casket, are slowly, orderly, wending their way to the doors and exits.
Like a stranger in the night, and praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I was a fool to wander and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right, and pray the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow.
Thank you, boys. Friends, we got to get out of here. We'd run a little bit late. The clock is really caught up with us. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys and myself, saying if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see you again before long. And
friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.